Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Our most gracious and most heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, it is indeed, Father God, with a grateful heart that we come this morning to say thank you for one more day. Thank you for our rising and thank you for our shining. Thank you for watching over us as we slept and as we slumber, and how you have ushered us into a brand new day. Thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract, Father. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day, and we decree and we declare that Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. Thank you, Father God, for our listening audience around the globe. We thank you for them. Father God, we thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you for the power of your word that never returns into your void. Father, we say thank you. In everything, do we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. For this is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad in it. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your name is great, and your name is so greatly to be praised. Now, Father God, as you taught your disciples to pray, we embrace this day. We thank you for this day. We commit this day into your hands, that you will unfold this day according to your wisdom, your love, your grace, and your mercies. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen and amen and amen. Amen, 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 amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. And welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Dr. Alfreda. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. If this is your first time with us, well, we want to encourage you that you have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Jesus Christ is King and Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Jesus Christ is here. Have a seat at the breakfast table. And as much as there is no distance in the spirit, glory be to God, there's no time in the spirit, there's no distance in the spirit. So you're in the right place at the right time. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. Have a seat. We want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. And we've been meeting here for quite a while now, quite a few years. Amen. But we remain faithful. Amen. To the call. Amen. Monday through Saturdays. Amen. We meet at this hour live. And then on Sundays at 12 o'clock noon. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 And somebody, amen, got to give God, amen, some praise. Amen. So we're not going to wait around. Hallelujah. We're going to do what the Lord has called us to do. As you said, let everything, let everybody that have breath, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I was meditating, amen, on the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. And thinking about, excuse me, just how faithful God is, how faithful he is to his word, how faithful he is to his people, how faithful he is, how God doesn't miss a beat, how God, amen, honors his word above his name, amen. If God said he gonna do it, it's already done, amen, hallelujah. There's no failure in God. He is dependable. We can trust God. Glory be to God. We can lean on him. He is our support system. Amen. He is our system. Amen. It's in him we live, we move, we breathe, we have our being. Glory be to God. Without him, we are nothing. We can't do nothing. He is absolutely everything. And the more we walk with him, the more we realize it, amen, the deeper we go, amen, the deeper we know that we can go, amen, that there is a place, amen, to be achieved, and there's a deeper place in God, amen, glory be to God, and you don't even realize you're there until you're there. Glory, they don't even realize you needed to be there until you get there, amen, but it is a continual walk, with him, and every day gets brighter, every day gets lovelier, every day, glory be to God. So the secret to life, beloved, amen, is for us to keep on walking with God, amen. And we know that, hallelujah, the song, we don't hear too many of the old songs nowadays, because everybody likes the new stuff, amen, glory be to God, amen. But there's a song, amen, it talks about walking with God, amen, and he walks with me and talks with me, amen, beloved, amen. So if God is walking with us and talking with us, amen, and then we're communicating back to him, because God has always been talking. It's a matter of if you're listening or not. He's always been talking, but when we are communicating back with him, glory be to God. Now, that's what you call communication. It's not a one-way street. God is talking to us, and we're talking back to him. Amen. Glory be to God. And you best believe that when you talk to God, God is going to talk back to you. Amen. He tells us in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, if my people call by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then God promises that he will hear us, answer us, and will heal the land. So God is a prayer answerer, beloved. Glory be to God, especially when we are confessing our sins, forsaking our sins. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Our unconfessed sins is the only thing that's blocking us up, tripping us up. Hallelujah. When the Bible tells us to lay aside the weight, lay aside, amen, the sin that does will easily beset us. But beloved, amen, even when, amen, we're doing all that we can do. Amen. Even when we're walking, amen, hallelujah, the straight line, amen. We're giving God all of us. Glory be to God. Whenever we mess up, amen, we put that under the blood right away. Amen. We don't wait till the next day. We don't go to bed angry. Amen. We not contemplating when we going to confess. I mean, as soon as we mess up. Glory. Matter of fact, beloved, some of us, amen, are just so in love with God that we not even wait until we mess up. Glory. We confessing our sins all day long just in case we already messed up. In case we did something we wasn't supposed to do. In case we said something we didn't supposed to say. And our thought life. Come on now. Amen. We keep ourselves under the radar. We keep ourselves under inspection. Amen. We're judging ourselves. Amen. We want to see, you know what I mean, God's will in every area of our lives. And sometimes, beloved, amen, hallelujah, even when we're walking that chalk road, amen, hallelujah, even when the Lord is ordering our steps, glory be to God, we begin our day in prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. We are acknowledging the Lord in all of our ways. Amen. That he might direct our path. We're running everything past our Heavenly Father. Amen. We want, you know what I mean, his approval. We want, you know what I mean, his direction. We want his protection. We want his blessing, beloved. Amen. But yet and still we see, glory be to God, that we might still end up in some places that we don't really know how we got there. We end up in some situations we really, you know, don't know, because this is not the direction we was going. I was not going down this street. I don't know. Matter of fact, I don't even know how I got here. I don't know how I got in this situation. I don't know how I got in this relationship. I just don't really know, amen, how this set of circumstances showed up. I didn't see it coming. Beloved, glory be to God. And sometimes the Lord will take us, amen, hallelujah, a roundabout. He'll take us in the roundabout way. Glory be to God. And the Bible tells us that the Spirit led Jesus down into the wilderness. He didn't lead them up to the wilderness. He didn't lead them up to the mountain. He led them down. And beloved, amen, as we follow the Lord, amen, and the Lord is our shepherd, we find out that there are some places in life where the Holy Spirit is leading us down. Leading us down. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I mean, you literally, like, you're down, like you fell. And people say, you know, well, I fell in love. Well, yeah, now we see why they use that term, because sometimes, beloved, amen, hallelujah, you encounter love, amen, and then, but you find yourself, amen, falling. Well, you ain't supposed to be falling in love. So those two words don't even match to it. Because it seems like if you're in love, you're not in a falling place. You should be in a high place. But, beloved, amen, we find ourselves in situations, amen, glory be to God of life, like that. And we experience defeat. We experience what looks like defeat. But you wasn't doing nothing wrong. Glory be to God. I just preached, amen, a three-part series, amen, glory be to God, and I used the movie Creed, amen, Creed 1, Creed 2, Creed 3, and I used that, and I broke that down, amen, and tied that in, amen, to the word, amen, because there's a lot of spiritual points in that, glory be to God. But Creed was a boxer, glory be to God, hallelujah. He was a boxer, hallelujah. But before, amen, he could run with the championship, before he could run, amen, glory be to God, the boy had to get knocked down. Couple times. And beloved, amen, not only did he get knocked down, glory be to God, amen, on one occasion he got knocked out. And beloved, life will present situations, amen, and God will even allow us, God will even, amen, lead us into situations, amen, glory be to God, where you didn't win this round. You didn't win this round. And it wasn't because you wasn't fighting. Glory be to God. You didn't win this round. It wasn't because you wasn't praying. You didn't win this round. So it looks like you didn't win this round. Glory be to God. Not only did you get knocked down in this situation, glory be to God, huh? But when Creed got knocked down, they had to take him to the hospital. He had to stay in the hospital for a couple days, amen, before he could resume his normal life. Beloved, there are some situations where not only have we been knocked down, glory be to God, we got to step back for a minute and recuperate. That was a hell of a fight. That was a hell of a fight. But, beloved, the Bible tells us that we fight, we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but we are fighting against principalities, powers, glory be to God, spiritual wickedness in high places. They've been around for a long time. These beast boys was around before you was born. You hear what I'm talking about? They know how to throw an uppercut. They know how to blind swipe you. Glory be to God. They know. Let me tell you something. Hallelujah. Satan is no match for the devil, but you can't belittle him either. You can't act like Satan ain't got no power, because I'm going to tell you right now, if you ain't walking with Christ, glory be to God, it don't even matter. And so, beloved, amen, we find ourselves in lives where we just don't know what happened here. Glory be to God. And we're coming up out of this one beat up. We're coming out of this wounded. We're coming out of this hurt. Yeah. And glory be to God. Huh? You find yourself, amen, you're in situations and moments, amen, where you're crying. You don't even know why you're crying. You're hurting. You don't know why you're hurting. Your heart is hurting. Your head is hurting. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Well, guess what? Hey, Brother Paul was in the same situation. Let me tell you something, Brother Paul, brother, the mighty man of God, hallelujah, God, amen, knocked off his donkey, glory be to God, hallelujah, blind for 3 days, amen, converted, amen, running with the gospel. We're still reading his writings today, glory be to God, hallelujah. He was an example, hallelujah, the people was looking up to him, God was depending on him, amen. It don't tell nowhere in the Bible where Paul messed up. Paul wasn't out there, amen, running his girls on the weekend. smoking his joint, amen, and smoking his marijuana and drinking, amen, his vodka. No, 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 no. He wasn't down at the casinos on the weekend. The boys was in the prayer altar, but then the Bible tells us, beloved, amen, hallelujah, when they caught Paul on a couple of occasions, beat Paul so bad, Jesus wasn't the only one that got 39 stripes. Paul said, I got 39 stripes too. Paul said, they beat me up so bad, they the only reason they left because they thought I was dead. Huh? Glory be to God. Knocked down, knocked out. I mean, the devil came in, amen, and did a whammy jammy on Brother Paul. Thought Paul was dead. But beloved, Paul got up. Ah, come on, somebody. Come on, come on, come on. They thought Paul was dead, but Paul wasn't dead. Paul got up. And when Paul got up, glory be to God, hallelujah, he kept going. He kept going, glory be to God, doing the will of God, the work of God, even more serious. Amen. Got up with a vengeance, got up in power, got up in purpose, got up in the Holy Ghost, and kept going. Let me tell you something, beloved. Hallelujah. You got to watch out for those people who are able to rise from a low place. You got to watch out for those people that come back. Oh, with the big comeback. When life knocks you out. When life knocks you down. Glory be to God. When the devil thought he had you, he was somewhere laughing. He thought it was over. Glory be to God. It was a setup for you to go up. Can I get a praise this morning? I said it was a setup for you to go up. Glory be to God. When Creed, amen, came back, amen, hallelujah. That second time, it wasn't no stopping him. It wasn't no stopping him. Beloved, sometimes, amen, God will set up situations. It wasn't meant to kill you, amen, but you're in training for reigning. God just wanted you to know. He allowed, amen, this relationship to take you down. He allowed this business relationship. He allowed this encounter. He allowed this circumstances, amen, to look like it was unfavorable, to look like you was crushed, to look like you was defeated, to look like you had lost, to look like you was gonna die. He was just setting up the stage, baby. Like when you watch them movies, glory be to God, and it look like it's over. Ah, glory be to God. Woo! When the referee is counting, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and by the time he gets to 9, you on your knees and you're standing up again. The big comeback. Paul came back. Well, beloved, amen, hallelujah. The Bible tells us, amen, hallelujah, that Jesus Christ, amen, died on the cross. Oh, he was graveyard dead. Huh? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He'd already, amen, going through the seven last sayings. Amen. Got, hallelujah, to the point where he declared it was finished. It was over. It was a wrap. And then he commended his spirit into the Lord's hands. Oh, it looked like it was over. It looked like it was done. Amen. Satan and his angels, amen, hallelujah, was having a Satan party. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, because it looked like it was late. Beloved, amen. But the Bible says on the third day, somebody count with me. I want you to know that Satan's referee is not the only referee that's counting. I want you to know that God has a host of angels that's counting and counting on you. Oh, glory be to God. That's why the Bible says when you fall down seven times, get on back up again. God has already filtered in you falling. God already know you going to fall. He already know you going to mess this one up. He already know that you did nothing wrong, but you're still going to fall. You didn't mean to fall, but you fell anyhow. You was in a fight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you got knocked the heck out. He already knew you was going to fall. He said, that's why when you fall, don't lay down there in embarrassment. Don't sit down there and talk about you don't know what happened. Just get the heck back up. Because God is able to make you stand.
hand. He's the one that's going to pick you up. He's the one that's going to hold you up. You're going to get up because God's going to get you up if you want to get up. Woo! The Bible says on the third day, Jesus got up. The songwriter say up from the grave, 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 he got up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And not only did he get up, but he got up with all power in his hands. He got up. Glory be to God with the keys of hell and death. He got up. Amen. Because he's alive. He's the resurrection. Amen. Hallelujah. He got up, beloved. Hallelujah. And he lives forevermore. And he ain't going down no more. Glory be to God until he come back to get you. Glory be to God. The Bible says that the same spirit that resurrected Jesus up from the grave, amen, hallelujah, it's a spirit of God that's living in you. If Jesus got up, you can get up. Glory be to God. Matter of fact, you're getting up. It looked like it was too late for Lazarus. Amen. Lazarus already been dead to the point, amen, hallelujah, where the body was beginning to deteriorate. Amen. Glory be to God. They say, show by now, Lazarus is stinking. Glory be to God. It's too late. Glory be to God. But here comes Jesus. Glory be to God. And spoke, told them to roll the stones away and command Lazarus, come forth. I hear the Spirit of the Lord speaking this morning to somebody, telling you to get on up and come forth. Oh, glory be to God. The devil thought he had you on that one. Get back up right now. Come forth. Glory be to God. God is calling you. God is depending on you. He wants to work with you. Oh, glory be to God. That was just as set up to let you know that God is available. God allowed you to go through that so you can know that God is a very present help in the time of trouble. God allowed you to go through that so you don't get too cocky and arrogant as you continue to move forward. God allowed you to go through that so he can remind you that your flesh is weak and you got to be mindful because that flesh is always with you. Glory be to God, and it don't take, amen, no long time for your flesh to connect back to your path. You hear what I'm saying? God allowed you to go through that to teach you something. He said, now come on back in the ring of life. He said, come on back. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Creed stepped in there. Hallelujah. The second time and told his opponent, the first time, shame on me. Hallelujah. This time, shame on you. Some of you need to open your mouth this morning. Glory be to God and tell the devil, you know what, devil? The first time, shame on me. Because, yeah, I failed. Yeah, I don't know, hallelujah, how you did it. I don't know what doors was open. I ain't even going to think about it. I ain't even going to worry about it. It's under the blood. I asked God to forgive me, but guess what? I'm back. I'm back. I'm back. I'm back. This time, shame on you. Somebody said, greater is he that lives within me than he that lives within the world. Somebody says, I'm more than a conqueror through Christ who can strengthen me. Shame on you, Mr. Devil. Have the big comeback. Beloved, let me tell you something. You got to watch out for those people who are able to rise again. You got to watch out for those people who are able to come back from a low place, because those individuals are unstoppable. Somebody say, I'm unstoppable. I'm untouchable. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's in Christ I live. It's in him I move. And it's in him I have my being. I am invincible. Open your mouth this morning. Tell your neighbor, I'm invincible. You say, well, I'm here by myself. No, you're not. God opened their eyes so they can see the angels around them. Open your mouth and say something. I am invincible. Glory be to God. I'm invincible. I'm God's champ. God lives in me. Oh, I lost a couple rounds, but I didn't lose the fight, baby. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I lost a couple chapters, but we still writing the book. That chapter is over, but the story ain't over, because I'm coming back. back again in Jesus' name. Invincible. I'm too powerful to be defeated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, I come to tell you right now, you win. You win. You win. And the devil lose. You're the champ. Hallelujah. You're God's royal trophy, a royal priesthood, his workmanship. Hallelujah. You can never be defeated. I tell you, when you walk with God, you win when it looked like you're losing. Hallelujah. The devil thought the fight was over. He thought he had tangled up your finances. But here, God wanted to drop a lump sum money. Oh, Lord, he thought he had got your health. Glory be to God. Got your death certificate signed. Thought he was taking you out of here. But here come God. Amen. Decreeing and declaring that you will live and not die. And declare the works of the Lord. Thought that relationship, glory be to God, hallelujah, was going to break your heart. Didn't even know, glory, God was preparing you, hallelujah, for Mr. Right, Mrs. Right. You didn't even know. They was ringing your doorbell while you was drying your tears. Come on, somebody. Come on, come on, come on. Glory be to God. I say, can't nobody do you like Jesus? Can't nobody do you like God? Can't nobody do you like Jesus? He's our friend. Pick me up and he turned me around. He picked me up and he turned me around. He picked me up and he turned me around. He's my friend. Hallelujah. Beloved, keep going. Keep going. I ain't got no more strength, Pastor. Keep going with the little bit you got. Keep going. Keep praying. Keep serving. Keep giving. Some days up, some days down, some days level to the ground. Keep going. Keep going. Hallelujah, because you win. Because you win. Hallelujah. You have been equipped to win. You are a winner. Hallelujah. It ain't over until God says it's over. Until God ring the bell. Not the referee, baby. Until God ring the bell. Hallelujah. Until that time. Hallelujah. Keep going. Hallelujah. Victory is yours. Victory is yours. Victory is yours today. The songwriter says, I hear Mother Watch said, I told Satan to get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Can I hear you say that this morning? Come on. I know the phones are muted. Let me hear you say it anyway in the spirit. Hallelujah. Victory is mine today. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind, because victory today is mine. Father, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Hallelujah. And to you be all the praise, and to you be all the glory, and to you be all the honor. God, we thank you for the big comeback. Lazarus came back. Paul came back. The Valley of Dry Bones came back. Jesus came back. Hallelujah. All of these people and situations looked like they were defeated, but they came back, and they came back with a vengeance. And Father God, the same way they came back, we coming back. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, we're already back. In Jesus' name, thank you for the big comeback. Hallelujah. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank God for the word of God on today. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word of God. Beloved, that one came straight from heaven. Hallelujah. You know how when you wake up in the morning, amen, and you just say amen, call in, say amen to our program, and you don't know what you're going to say? Hallelujah. Well, the Holy Spirit has dropped a thought in my mind, but you don't know. You just come depending on the Holy Ghost for your notes. And you download, that's when you know something came straight from heaven.
That's when you know, amen, that that was, amen, a prophetic word for you. That was a rhema word for you. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, beloved. Hallelujah. God is going to lift you up out of that dry place, out of that low place. Hallelujah. And you didn't even do nothing to get in the low place. It was just a testing ground. It was just a testing ground. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You're on your way to the big comeback. And it's going to be big. And it's going to be big. Amen and amen. We thank God for the word of God on today. Amen. Glory be to God. We have a birthday that we want to acknowledge on today. Amen. Our sister Darlene Carr, amen, celebrated a birthday on yesterday. We want to, amen, give her some love on today. And to God be praised. Amen. Before we do, amen, we just want to just tell everybody thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your service in the ministry this week. Amen. Thank God that the, amen, the altar prayer, amen, has been opened all this week. Amen. We have prayed all this week. Amen. Starting 5 o'clock in the morning. Amen. We're on social media now every morning, not just a couple days a week, Monday through Friday, 5 o'clock in the morning. Amen. We pray, come back at 12 o'clock and pray, and then come back at 9 o'clock and pray. So, amen. Thank God for you who host the prayer. Thank God for those of you who have been affected by the power of prayer. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. For our Wednesday night Bible study. We want to thank God for the praise party that took place on last night. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We just want to tell the Lord thank you for everything. Thank God. Amen. For the word of God that have come forth all this week. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. With the prayer host taking over. Amen. We had our minister Shannon. Amen. We had our minister Joanne. Amen. And I think we had somebody else. Amen. I think it was three of them. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let me see right now. Since I don't call two names, let me make sure I ain't missing no names. Amen. Hallelujah. We give God all the praise and hallelujah. And the book's not here, but we already know. Amen. Hallelujah. Whoever it was, I believe it was, hallelujah, those two. Amen. If it was more, amen, then so be. Oh, and our Pastor Erica. Our Pastor Erica. God bless Pastor Erica also. Amen. So thank God, thank God, thank God for a wonderful, 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 amen, week. Amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. We want to thank God for all of you who support this ministry. We want to, amen, give a special acknowledgement to all of our audience in China. We notice in the country of China, amen, that our numbers are increasing. Amen. And so you're there and you're listening, and we want to thank God, amen, for you being there. Amen. So we will continue to pray for you. Amen. If it's any way, matter of fact, we did miss a call from China last week. Matter of fact, when we were visiting with our sister Brenda Murray, and we was in prayer in the hospital on Sunday, and my telephone was ringing, but I couldn't get the phone, amen, because we were in prayer. But when I looked, it was somebody from China, and they didn't leave a message, amen. And I went to call back, and you know, you can't just call right in. You got to go through all this to get through, and it just didn't work out, amen. Glory be to God. So no doubt that was somebody in China calling in for prayer. We don't know what they was calling in for, but we want to encourage you to keep calling. Amen. And then reach out to us also on our website at lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Hallelujah. You can communicate with us there. Amen. And we will be in contact with you via email. Amen. Or whichever way, amen, that we can. Amen. So at this time, beloved, amen, now that we got all the announcements out the way, because after this, we're going to close on this note. Matter of fact, I'm going to close the service right now, and then we want to acknowledge our sister Darlene. Somebody got delivered today. I can always tell in the spirit how God deals with me. And with that, when somebody has been delivered through the word. Woo, somebody coming back on that message. Somebody coming back on that message. My God, have mercy. Father God, we want to say thank you for the word of God as it's come forth on this morning. The big comeback. Woo, Father God. Father God, a man or a woman, Father God, they are dangerous, Father God, when they're able to rise again from a low place, when they're able to come out of a bad situation, a heartbreaking situation, a crunching situation, a dead situation, a devastation situation, an embarrassing situation. The truth of the matter is they didn't come back, Father God, if it wasn't for you. You showed them what they could do. They didn't even know they had to strengthen them themselves. But we want to say thank you, God. We want to say thank you for that invincible hallelujah that makes us more than a conqueror. Woo! And the vitamin taken by force. Thank you for the word of God, and your word will never return unto you void, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Father, as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it most definitely will not, cannot, shall not come to pass. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, beloved. Amen. I see if our sister Darlene is on the line this morning. I think I recognize her. Last four digits of her telephone number. Give me one second here, please. Let me see. Give me one second. Let me open up. Yes, good morning, good morning, good morning. Sister Minister Darlene, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Before we acknowledge her birthday, let me say this. I knew yesterday was her birthday, but yesterday, amen, we had our Sister Shannon in training, and Sister Shannon was in control of the call. If you noticed, amen, I did not say a word on yesterday, and that was purposely because we have some of our ministers in training and equipping them for leadership to take over, amen, the ministry if I'm not here. Amen. So, amen, if you notice, Sister Joanne did it last week. Amen. I didn't say a word. Amen. If you notice, Sister Pastor Erica came on. I didn't say a word. Y'all didn't even know I was here. Okay. And the same thing with our Sister Shannon. So, because I didn't have, you know, it was Sister Shannon's first time, I didn't want Sister Shannon to say, well, okay, open up the lines and say happy birthday to our Sister Darlene, because number one, they don't know how to open up the lines. Because I'm teaching everybody in stages. So let's get you comfortable with taking over the call. Then we're going to take it to the next step and the next step. So I'm still in the background orchestrating the music and all that. So I knew yesterday was her birthday. Now, I also knew that yesterday, Friday, she normally does the prayer call, 12 o'clock. I really did not expect Sister Darlene to be on the 12 o'clock prayer call hosting me. I just really didn't. Because if it was my birthday, I don't know what I would do. I probably would be there myself, or maybe I would, maybe I wouldn't. Maybe I wouldn't be at Red Lobster eating lunch. I don't know. But I didn't expect her to be serving on her birthday because I know most people wouldn't. But she was there. She was there. My God, she was there and prayed up a prayer through. Prayed down fire. Oh, there goes fire. Huh? Oh, that's commendable. That's commendable. Amen. Glory be to God. So I got on yesterday, and I acknowledged her birthday. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And sang her little tune. Amen. Hallelujah. But today I want to say, you make sure you're here this morning, because we're going to open up the lines, and it's going to be, I know somebody got something to say. And I'm looking at the numbers here. There's quite a few of you on the call today. I don't know how many of you going to speak. Some of you still trying to wake up. Amen. Some of you may act like you don't know Sister Darlene, and if you're not directly involved in this ministry, maybe you don't. Amen. But she is a sister. Amen. She is a servant. Amen. She loves the Lord. I have watched this woman. I've known her. I can't even count the years. I think I've known her for about at least 8-9 years. I don't know. All I know is I have watched her. I'm watching her grow. I'm watching her overcome. You talking about the big comeback? Oh, yeah, she done got knocked down a couple times, and she ain't ashamed to tell you. Huh? But let me tell you, she ain't down now. Glory be to God. Every time she get knocked down, she come back up, and she got to come back up crawling. That's what you call determination. Glory be to God. That's what you call faith. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's what you call, believe it or not, that's what you call living the good life. Oh, yeah. And so we want to thank God for her. Amen. Glory be to God. And she serves in the ministry as a prayer warrior. Amen. She left for a minute. Amen. Then she called back. She said, hey, you know what? When she came back, she said, Pastor, would you have me back? Wasn't that awesome? Wasn't that awesome? Amen. Glory be to God. And so we just want to thank God. Amen. She's been in a battle for a while. She's been in the ring for a while. Amen. Got punched up, beat up for a while. Amen. But she's the champion.
Hallelujah. She's the champion. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. She celebrated a birthday on yesterday. Amen. So I want to say this before I open up the lines. Amen. Our sister Darlene, amen. God bless you. God bless you. You'll be hearing from me. I try to do a little something, amen, when birthdays come around to all of our faithful prayer partners. I try to do a little something that the Holy Spirit lead me. I may not treat everybody the same. You know, maybe this person got a card in the mail, this person that person. I try to let the Holy Spirit lead me, but the Holy Spirit is dealing with me for something that I want to do, amen, for you. So you'll be hearing from me on a personal call, amen. But I just want to say from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries and from me, Pastor Afrida, amen, happy birthday, amen. We pray that... yesterday was an awesome day. Today is going to be an awesome day. Tomorrow is going to be an awesome day. Amen. Hallelujah. And every day for the balance of your life, you're going to be living just like it's your birthday. Amen. Glory be to God. So we love you. We appreciate you. We don't take you for granted. We thank God for your service. We thank God for your support. Thank God for always being in the amen corner. You're not selfish. Even when you're not hosting, you're still there backing up the prayer warrior, touching and agreeing. Very rarely do you miss a service. Very rarely. I get the numbers. I get the chart. I know who be on the line. Now, I don't know what you're back there. Some people might be back there sleeping and watching TV, but you called in. You called in.
Right.
Amen. So God bless you, and I want you to know that we're here for you. Amen, and we love you. Amen. So happy, wait a minute. I'll play the happy birthday song when everybody get finished. Amen. Glory be to God. But I'm going to say my little version before I open up the lines. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you, to you, and to you. So we're going to give you the floor right now, sister, if you want to say anything. And then afterwards, amen, we're opening up for everybody else to speak. Amen. Anything you want to say, Sister Darlene?
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, everyone. I truly just thank God for life. I thank God that he allowed me to see another year. All that I've been through and all that I'm still going through. And I'm just so grateful to be here this morning. And thank you very much. Thank you for Life Word Jesus in the ministry. I thank you for all that you poured into my life, you know, when I didn't have enough faith for myself. And I thank you for bumping me up to where I'm at. In Jesus' name, thank you so much. You and the prayer partners, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Praise God. All right. Amen. Hallelujah. The floor is open. Amen. I'm opening up the lines one by one. If you desire to say anything to somebody talking in the background, please. Amen. Unless you're talking to our sister Darlene. Amen. Please make your call. Amen. Hallelujah. And the floor is open now.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me, Pastor?
Yeah.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Just thanking God for just getting up this morning and praising him and the wonderful word that was given this morning. I give him glory for that and for last night and all the other beautiful prayers that the prayer partners had. Sister Darlene, my God, I just love you so, so, so much. And I know we're sisters in Christ, and I know we're prayer partners, and I know that we are friends on Facebook. And you always send me some gorgeous, gorgeous messages that's so uplifting, and I just thank you so much. And I've seen you on prayer line, on Facebook yesterday, and you look so beautiful. You look gorgeous. You was outstanding. You were all that God had you to be. And I know I sent a message out, and I know the phone was messing up a little bit, so I don't know if you have gotten it. But I say personally to you, each and every time I see you on Facebook, your encouraging messages and things that you send back to me and we send to each other, I just want to lift you up your whole entire family and the top of your head to the crown of soul, your very feet, that God is good. You know he's good. I know he's good. Pastor know he's good. Everybody that walking with him know that he is good. So you just have a blessed everything. You have a blessed life, blessed day, blessed everything. And anything else get out in your way, you just rebuke it in the matchless name of Jesus, because you are all that. And I just want to say I love you. Happy, 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 happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Minister. Thank you so much. Thank you. I thank God for you too. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, I appreciate the uplifting words, that encouragement that you said made in Jesus' name. I thank you, Red Cross. We are sisters and brothers in Christ. We are each other's keeper. We just keep on praying. And I know if I had a shadow of doubt, whatever we go through, I learn how to stand on the word of God, regardless of whatever I do, when I bounce back, it's hooked to the altar.
Yes.
My hook is in the altar.
Yeah.
I thank you.
Thank you, too. Love you.
I love you more.
Oh, I love
in
you
Jesus'
more
name, Jesus is good. He's good.
Yes.
In the old days. Old days.
Yes.
God, good.
Yes,
he
yes,
is
yes.
good.
Oh,
yes, I know he's good. I know what
he
does.
Oh, God,
he's
excellent.
Oh, I will not doubt him. I'm not going to doubt him.
I know that's right.
Anybody
that
can say, oh, you taste and see how good the Lord is. Yes.
That's right.
You be about the Lord's
that
business,
so right.
trust and to believe.
Yes.
He's going to take care of you. He's going to be about your business.
Yes. Yes.
It's sweet.
Glory
to
the Lord.
I just love it. I got no business being on the edge of his bed this morning. I ain't got no business sitting here. But his grace and his mercy.
That's right.
Brought me through.
That's right. That's right. That is so right. That's right. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. He's worthy.
I thank him. As I do say, Lord, I thank you. I ain't got no business being here on the edge of his bed.
No, you're
right, 6, 7 years down here.
Yes.
Stuck out with
him. Oh,
right. My God.
Glory
but
to God.
But his grace.
Yes.
His grace.
Yes.
His
grace. Yes. That's right.
And I thank you.
Well, praise God, everyone.
Yes.
Thank you.
God.
Praise him. Praise him. Praise him.
Well, that's right.
Praise him. Praise him. Praise him.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Good morning, Brother Everett. Good morning. God bless you.
And good morning to you.
Good day. You put your dance on for
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
This is your Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Walk in
yes.
like you know
yes,
it.
Lord. There you go.
Oh, there
that's
he
right.
put you to. Walk
you
in it like you
that's
know
right.
No sickness, no nothing.
Yeah.
It's standing your way.
There you go.
Nothing.
My word, my word. I just
Jesus.
Thank both of you, Gwen. Thank you.
Thank you,
Mr. Darlene. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know,
thank
y'all
you,
just
brother.
Make my galaxy such a such a cool experience. I just thank God for our ministry. Thank God for our apostle, our pastor.
Yeah.
I just thank God that we are here for this moment. And let me just say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, my friend. Happy birthday for all that you do. I just want to thank you, my sister, for again, expanding my world. You introduced me to your young lady that you work with. I don't know if it's family or has a relationship where I come up around Stanton Avenue up that end. One thing about me, God knows I'm a traveling man, and I just love to travel. And then when I and welcome in homes and meet new souls. It's just, you know, something that God just does when you meet those souls that are encouraging, that are uplifting, that, you know,
that's right.
When you knock on their door, there's that smile and there's some words of encouragement that you know is going to happen. Yes, you have been a shining star in my life. And every branch that comes from your tree has been very enlightening to me. Meeting your son on the north side. So that means that, you know, we're just moving around. We're doing God's work. His purpose is definitely doing things to stimulate everything that we do. And I just thank you for just hearing you. When you get locked into the word and locked into the spirit, look out.
Yes.
Look out, devil.
Yes.
Look out, devil, because you're going to get trampled all over, devil. Look out. So just keep being who you are. And once again, thank you for being that shiny star. And thank you for always lifting up, pulling up, pushing up, and doing what our Father has set out for you to do. So to God be the glory, peace and blessings, much love, much respect. And I just thank God for every moment, every opportunity I have to share with you. Happy, happy another one. Once again, to God be the glory.
We thank you, Jesus.
Appreciate it. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the love this morning.
Good morning. I would not pass up this opportunity to say that you have been nice to me. You have been. You always respect me for who I am. When we get together, we laugh, we joke. Sometimes always being together doesn't mean that you don't love someone because you don't see them or talk to them or anything like that. I know that you are a lady that has been through a lot. You remind me of myself in so many ways of how you fight through with the Lord to continue to keep pushing, to keep pulling, to be the woman of God that God's going to have you to be. You haven't seen anything yet. Continue to trust God. And one thing I do like about you when you said, my life is on the altar. And that's where all our life should be at, on the altar of God. Our heart should be with the Lord. We should be on the altar. Anything that we get, anything that we believe in, is the altar of God. Because the altar would never fail us. Man would fail us, but God would never fail us. And I thank God for you, Sister Darlene. I thank God how you come on the line and you pray and you just push through, regardless of what's going on in your life. And that's what God is looking for, being faithful. You know, we all fall down, but we get back up seven times. The good name is back up. And I do love you, and I do care for you. And anytime that we get together, we have a glorious time, just laughing and just enjoying one another. So happy birthday to you, many, many more. Keep the faith. And continue to keep your life on the altar. The altar never fails. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Have a beautiful, beautiful weekend. And I pray that this birthday be a birthday that you never, ever, ever forget. In Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Have a blessed day. Thank you for your prayer.
Thank you so much. I feel the love.
You're welcome.
So much this morning. So to have love. Be poured in your life. That you know that somebody really loves you, care for you.
That's right.
I feel so great this morning. I just can't even describe it, but I feel so good this morning just for someone to already love in me, no hidden agenda. Just tell you. And they love you. Oh, you don't know what that means to me this morning. I thank God.
Praise God.
So I thank God. Thank you, Jesus Cooper. Thank you so much.
I bless you.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, Sister Darling. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Sister Darling, to you. Amen. Happy birthday. I'm glad God woke me up in time because I was sleeping like a baby. As Apostle said, we needed to get off the floor to go to bed. I was really sleeping just like a baby, but I thank God woke me up in time to encourage a sister in Christ. You know, and we are family. And I tell you, you always encourage me. Yes, she's God's symbol. You know, because when she get on the line, you know, she gets on to stand with you, you know, even if she's doing it herself or to stand with one of us on the prayer. You know, I just thank God for you. You know, how you just jump right in and get the praise. And yes, this morning we say, who did it? God did. Amen.
Yes.
And he's yet doing it. Keep looking to the hills from which cometh your help and your strength. Why? Why? Because the best is yet to come. You enjoy your day like never before. Celebrate. You know, if it's in your house, you don't go anywhere, wherever you go. Celebrate. Because God has given you another year. You know, you can say, you know, look what God has done. And look what he's doing. I still say the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Celebrate, sister, in Christ, because truly, though we're many members, God is the head and we're the body. We need God and we need each other. Amen. Yes. Amen. Love you.
Thank you. I love you, sister. God
sister
bless you.
Sister Martin. Amen.
Thank you. I thank you so much for the love that y'all pouring out this morning. I mean, hallelujah. I just thank God for y'all this morning. I thank God that y'all are really pouring the love in my life that with that is genuine. Is no hidden agenda. I don't want something from you. I mean, I love you. I love you, my sister in Christ. And just keep doing
what
you want, right? And we're going to win. We're together.
That's right.
We're going to get our crown at the end. Just stay connected. And we just keep touching souls and being genuine for God. For God we live, God we're going to die for.
Yes.
Sold out. I'm going to go through. Because the way that came, I love this way, the way I'm being grown up. But hey, It's just nothing but a number. I thank him. I thank him when you come on the altar.
And you pray.
Thank God for you, and I thank you for blessing me for the day. And God allow me to see. God bless you and your husband. Peace and love. Thank you, everyone. I thank everyone. Thank everyone. Israel, Israel, Israel this morning. It's so real. Israel this morning. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I appreciate it. I appreciate each and every one of y'all this morning. I mean, just I will your love on me this morning. I thank God. I thank God. You know, these, you know, one sister did come around, you know. Oh, y'all just my family. Y'all my family, and I thank God. I just thank God. When God said he would give you a family, he meant it. He meant it. You know, I thought that the family just want to forsake you, just want to use you, only for these little iffy reasons. But to get a family that's genuine love, no hidden agenda, so God love, God's attention, not no hidden motive or some kind of agenda, but when you feel the love of God, that's why we tell my family that God loves my meat. He loves me. Y'all got to give them the horns of the altar. Try Jesus. And I'll be praying for my daughter. She's going to come. But it's God's time. It's God's time.
That's right.
Amen.
Oh, God. I just feel good.
That's right.
I just thank God for y'all. You know, I really do. See, where that, I feel so much love. I feel so overwhelmed this morning. And it's a good feeling. You know, it's good. Just for somebody to call and say, happy birthday. I love you. I'm going to stay on the battlefield for the Lord. I'm going to stay right here.
That's
right. You know, even though I came over here, but from Bishop Jones, let his soul rest in peace, my bishop. And once he passed, you know I couldn't sit there no more. And then I caught COVID. I just knew I was going to get out of here. Oh, but I just thank God. That's what Minister Sherman. God told us, I said, this call is really special. Y'all are some special people. I mean, y'all are really concerned about God's people. And God, the heart, and say, I guess even said, oh, no, say you take your hands off of her, not this one yet. And I just kept wrestling on it on the second floor. I just kept wrestling. I knew he was going to take me out now. I said, but if I could just get downstairs, you know, I was always raised that we couldn't sit downstairs on the couch. I knew I had to come off the second floor. I had to jump on the floor. And when I got down there, I just took all the floors off. I just threw them on the floor. Even though it was just plastic. Oh, God. Just plastic. So I just put a blanket on the floor. I said, forget this one. And I went deep down in the couch. I put myself in a phone bag. Minister Thurman. It's called right here. Y'all some special people. Like I said, no hidden agenda. Y'all are about our daddy's business. And we do what he called for us to do. That's what made me stick and stay with this line. And when Minister Thurman talked with me, something leaked. Like when he told baby girl that this has been known, and you know that she's pregnant, the baby gonna leap in her. Something leaked in This line right here, you people are very special. We keep doing what we need to do for God. We are. I do know this by the shadow of doubt about God. And I love y'all. When I got the phone with her, I got her. Looked like life. Life leaped right back in me. To God be the glory. Running for my life ever since, even harder. I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to die with Jesus. I'm going to die with Jesus. And I thank God for y'all. Wish me a happy birthday this morning. I love Pastor Bradford. That night wouldn't do for her nothing. See, when I ain't had enough confidence, enough faith in myself, look what she did. With my own bishop. You know, you see his little shyness in her. Couldn't even push me. See, you know what? You behind the phone. You in your own house. This is courage. This is the little stuff. It can encourage you to make you do what you need to get to. But just so you know, when just talking and talking about nervous, I was scared, but like she said, she's seen it. I'm push you right there where you need to go. I thank God for her. I thank God for her spirit. I love. I thank God for her soul. One thing about her, she go after souls. God bless y'all. I thank y'all, each and every one of y'all, for the birthday shout-out this morning. God bless y'all. I love y'all. We keep on shopping on. We just keep holding each other up. I love y'all. I love you all. The love is real. It's real.
Right.
It's so real. Then I learned from you guys on this headline too. You know. Minister Shan. I mean, y'all sound very good. You know, I mean even your daughters, your son. I mean, it's awesome. It's awesome. I mean, you guys believe in this. A person where they need to be.
Amen.
Pushing. We just keep on pushing. We're going to be all right. The body of Christ. If we don't have no motor, we buy our Father's work, we're going to win them souls. And we're going to get our crown.
Amen. Amen.
Thank God for y'all.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.